You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. May you do this well. Can we rejoice and give God praise? Amen. Oh, we give you praise. Lift those hands and give God praise. Just bless Him. What a great God we serve. Bless Him. He's faithful, He's consistent, He's true, He's just, He's kind, He's all loving. He's all gracious. He's all gracious. He's all loving. All kind, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. We'll give you praise. I want you to open your mouth wide and bless Him from the depth of your heart. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Bless Him. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it worship flow.
Yesu me so yina. But one day say you're up on the cave. Yesu me ketona. But one day say you're up on the cave. Yesu me so yina. One day say Rabbani the cave. Yes, you make it on now. But one day say Rabbani the cave.
Masoyina.
Masoyina.
Make it on now.
Make it on now.
Masoyina.
Masoyina.
Make it on now.
We bless you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. All right. Let me say this for the record. Nigeria, on the 1st of October, have started counting down a 70th week of captivity. And the Lord spoke to me, and I've given this word before. He said, before the 70th week is complete, each week represents a decade. The Lord is going to begin the deliverance of Nigeria. It is going to be in threefold. So listen. First fold of the deliverance of the nation. All those who have subjected the nation to captivity will all leave the scene before the 70th week. Hear me. If you can count any past administration that has subjected this nation to cruelty, either in the military, in the judiciary, or in the executive, they will leave the scene. It's going to be so dramatic, particularly the way the handover will take place. You know, on Friday, we're in church. We're to pray for those who gave to us the project we had. And the Lord gave me a word of somebody who was scrubbing the pot with bread. I'm not everywhere in church. He came to meet me yesterday. He said, it was when I got back home, I now remember that it was bread I used to scrub the pot that the Lord was talking about. Now, God most times gives details so you can know that He's God. Let me say this to you. If you have doubted the freedom of this nation, doubt no more. This 2020 is still more dramatic than it has been. Hang on. You might want to fasten your seatbelt. There are events. The tail is going to draw stars. The tail of the year. For the church, you can rejoice. It is a season of consolation. It is a season of rejoicing. I'm telling you, there's going to be so much shout of joy from different corners of the nation. Indeed, you will understand that when the Lord returned again the captivity of Zion, we were like dream. We were like them that dream it. Praise God. I said, praise God. God is going to begin to show up in long-standing issues. Issues that you have thought you will have to live with for the rest of your life. Then you will see the glory of God shine over them. I'm telling you, if you have mocked any Christian and you have thought they have no answer in certain areas, you might want to think again. God is going to be turning people's story around. Those you think that their case is gone past repair. And we'll be seeing massive deliverance everywhere. While those in power will be in panic and fear, the church will be rejoicing. Praise God. It's time to give God a loud shout. And we bless this great God. We bless this great God. I've been seeing people saying that it's like the last part of the year is full of surprise marriages. One of my friends yesterday, I didn't know. I was the one that went to put it on social media. I didn't know. I just saw somebody was hiding. And I said, why are you hiding? Let's fish you out. And I told you during ISM, it is battle strategy. If you attempt to marry anyhow, they will break up with you. Some of you, the week a girl will leave you, the following week you will enter into your prosperity. Those who are calculating by sight around your destiny will discover they are failed. Don't cry if anybody leaves you. Fill your horn with oil, for God has found Himself another king. go to the house of Jesse. For there lies a man after God's heart. Praise God. I said hallelujah. You will not be small. I think some people understand this better. Even if you try to, you will not be successfully small. Tell your neighbor, things are changing. Say it again. Rejoice. Hey. Hey. We give God praise. Give God praise. Amen. The Lord told me, He said, this is not just Thanksgiving Sunday. This is Power Sunday. Amen. Amen. So sit down. Let's talk about power. Amen. Praise God. They have brought it this morning. Amen. Praise God. Whenever it is about power, they bring it. They bring it. And they always bring it fresh. I said they bring it fresh. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord wants me to teach you on how to boost your spiritual weight and how to pay attention to it. How to boost your spiritual weight and how to pay attention to it. So it's going to be a very short teaching, and I'm going to decree. Sometimes some of us are used to blessing lives, but we are not used to being blessed. Praise God. In the year 2013 or thereabout, I went to the beach with my friend, Keta Beach, at Volta region in Ghana. So we're at the beach. I do spend time at the beach to just lie down in one of the boats and study God's word. Just enjoy nature. And always amazed at those guys with big sheep on the beach that goes to fish. So I sit down there, enjoy nature, get fresh inspiration from God. So, one of those days, now I don't enter water. I'm not sure I've ever entered a swimming pool in my life. Because when the water gets to my knee, I start feeling like I'm drowning. So I don't bother. No, they do pass yourself. You hear what I'm saying? So, but this day, I decided to join the guys. You know, when you go to the beach, people are trying to swim at the shore of it. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So they were doing that. The water will come to my leg. I'll say, it's cool. Fantastic. I'll go back. But somehow, I just dived in too. People were ailing. Pastor. I said, let's do this. I dived in. Then we started hearing somebody shouting inside. He had lost control. The water was already carrying him. My roommate. So some of the indigents had to jump in and they brought him. He was just speaking in their native language. All right? But I noticed after I left the beach that sand was locked in my ears. So I joined a meeting on, today is Sunday, that should be on Thursday or thereabout. They called the meeting NSPPD. I joined in the morning to just, you know, enjoy the prayers, pray along with the people. Now most of you may not hear of pastors saying they join other pastors' meeting. It's foolishness, you know. And I noticed that while I was in that meeting, my hair was just cleared. Now, I've had those issues, those sand in my ears for 7 years. And I just noticed that I couldn't feel it anymore. So I said, Jesus. I wanted to send a message to Pastor Jerry and say, sir, you know, something has happened to me. So I said, I'm going to hold on. And then God spoke to me. He said, don't get used to dispensing miracles without getting used to receiving yours. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't get used to dispensing miracles. You need to be used to receiving yours. God wants you to not just walk in giving miracles. He wants you to receive yours. So, power in context this morning will not just be the ability to manifest, but it also be the ability to walk in the light of that which you are manifesting. Praise God. I said, praise God. So, 1 Samuel chapter number 16. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. I start the reading from verse 1. Now the Lord, from verse chapter number 16, from verse 1. If you are there, say amen. All right. Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I've rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king amongst his sons. Now, God was speaking to a man. Samuel was not just a man. He was a kingmaker. And if there's anything about kingmakers and those who carry kingmakers anointing, it is that they are not king themselves. You don't understand what I'm saying? It is that they are not king themselves. And let me use this medium to talk to the church on one hand, then talk to those who operate in the office of a prophet on one hand. Now, for the church, in the prophetic, there's no such thing as anyone that wants to clothe you, check what he's wearing. There's an adage like that in Yoruba. You get what I'm saying? There are people who are not walking in abundance, but if they tell you to walk in abundance, you will. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, for those who carry that anointing, this is my instruction for you. What should benefit others? Make sure it benefits you too. The anointing on the life of a man of God does not do him good. It is a river. It is for the people. But the man of God needs to master faith to do good. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right. So Samuel was not just a prophet. You know, I told God, if I will leave everything in my life, every productive things you have allowed me to acquire in school, if I will leave them to focus on your work in ministry, then see to it that I will not be an ordinary pastor. See to it that when I lay hands on someone and say, this is how it will be, that is how it must be. See to it that you will back me up with power. If you have oratory skills, without power, you are just rapping. You hear what I'm saying? They rapped for us this morning. I'm not saying that one does not carry power. You may have the gift of the gap. If there's no power backing it up, you are rapping or you are giving poem. Because in the kingdom, the hallmark of our sonship is power. Jesus was declared the Son of God with power. He came to his own, but they knew him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. I say it privately, and I'm saying it publicly again. Let me say this. During the pandemic, I have marked ministries, and I know that I have a long way to go. There are ministries that in the midst of the pandemic, they stood their ground and say, open up our churches back. Open up the churches. The church does not multiply disease, it dies here. Bishop Oyedepo was speaking by one strange spirit every day. And you see some Christians, chicken Christians, and even when government say open the churches, they will still close theirs. It doesn't matter the logistics we are considering. If we neglect power, we are disadvantaged. If the church cannot prove that there's power now, when else? When all is well? Lift your right hand and say, the church of God is a church of power. Say it again. Say it again. The church of power. It's not for weaklings. Say, I'm not a weakling. I was sharing something, and now I will be sharing things, because if we don't share them, you will not grow. If you think there's no power, you should think again. You know, I was sharing with those at home yesterday. They served me food. And I sat down in the room. And I prayed, because someone brought the rice. So I've not blessed it. I prayed, I bless this rice. And I asked that you be dominated with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And instantly, got hot. Hot. I knew if I should keep my hands there for a minute, it would burn. In the olden days, if those ancient herbalists have done charm, the way they will know they are charged is that when they are coming back from where they've gone to do charm, any leaf they hold must catch fire. You are a Christian, you even shake hands with people, nothing happens. Many Christians' life is so ordinary. That's why they're always arguing. If you tell them something like this is possible, they look at you. Or their life is full of disbelief. They see no possibility. That's why everything they get in their life is just the normal things that a normal human brain can get. There are dangerous realities in this realm that are benefit of those who are children of God. Our life is not normal. My life is not normal. If you come to my room and then you see me talking with somebody you didn't see, you say, Pastor is running mad. It's not a normal life. Whether you want to believe it or not, it is not a normal life. There's something, if I'm walking on the street and I can't feel my weight, I know there's a need for a retreat. I must be able to feel that there's something here. If not, you will die like mere men. How do you think someone like Bishop Oyedepo will say, if you hear that I die, don't cry, I'll wake up myself? You are seeing something. If you repeat what a man is saying without seeing what he has seen, you are wasting your time. Every Christian has been created and given a portion of power that should multiply in your endeavors. Praise God. I was listening to one pastor, who was privileged to sleep in the room of Babajide when Babajide was alive. And he said, one night when he slept on his bed, as he rolled, he was deeply asleep and snoring. He himself, as he rolled and his body had contact with him, it was like his body touched transformer and he fell on the bed. That's one anointing saying he's not your age mate. Praise God. The church of God must pay attention to power. the church of God. If you are going to stretch your hands now to pray for somebody who has something, you must leave the realm where you are trusting God it will be done. You must come to a point where you are getting it done. When Samuel went to the house of Jesse, I want to show you something there. God sent him in his capacity as the prophet. God sent him. He got to the house of Jesse. He had filled his horn with oil. The first one came. What was his name? Eliab. He looked like a king, but he was not. Shammah came. All the children came. He was pouring oil, but he withheld the prophetic intention until David came. When he poured the oil, that's where I'm going to, on David. The Lord, when the Lord saw him, God said, "Arise and anoint him." As he poured the oil on David, David began to function with a strange spirit. From that day, David was no longer normal. From that day, he was no longer normal. He was a young boy. When a lion and a bear came, he didn't go after them because he was stubborn. He went after them by the anointing. Sometimes you look at people and you feel the way this person is doing ministry is ambitious. The anointing can make a simple person look ambitious. Judge no man after the flesh. When David saw Goliath and the power of God was on him, by the anointing, he saw an uncircumcised Philistine. The anointing can change the way you see things. If you always see negativity and things that are not working, it's because your oil is not working on your life. The anointing can change. The way you get to a place where nobody is doing well, but by the anointing, you see how easy it is to do well. By the anointing. By the anointing. It takes only the anointing for a man who is carrying spear and sword to be confronted by a man who is carrying stone. It takes the anointing. Many of you are running from the things you confront because there's no oil. You feel dry. It is the anointing that makes the difference. Somebody say loud and clear. It is the anointing. Say it again. That makes the difference. One more time. One more time. The anointing is the difference. Let me show you a scripture. Isaiah chapter number 10, verse 27. If you can project in King James and then project in any other translation, I'll be glad. Isaiah chapter number 10, verse 27. Isaiah chapter number 10, verse 27. If you are there, say amen. Now look at it. Okay. Isaiah 10, verse 27. Let's help the people. Are you there? All right. It will come to pass afterwards that the yoke of the Assyrians in that day, that the burden will be taken away from your shoulder and the yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. It is not just that you will go about destroying yokes in other people's life, but the yoke that the enemy has tried to fit into your neck will be destroyed by the anointing, because of the anointing. And I love that word. The yoke shall be destroyed. The word anointing there is the word fatness. Is the word fatness. Every yoke that is fit into the neck of a cow or cattle, bulls, donkeys, is with, they assume the size of their neck. So they have to fit it in. So the Bible is saying that yokes will not be able to enter your neck again. Not because you break them, but because the neck is so fat they can't enter. That is, you will know something has changed when the enemy brings the same things, but you are not subjected to it. Are you following what I'm saying here? You might have gone somewhere and then you saw a situation that requires power. You get what I'm saying? A situation that requires what? I was telling one of my boys this morning Don't raise fund for what requires power. When it requires power, let power solve it. Let power solve it. You have gone to some places, you try to do some things, but you notice that the things you saw others doing that you thought was a joke, you got there and you were mumbling. Go back home and refuel. Yokes breaks by the anointing. Every believer ought to be anointed. Now, the devil loves to puncture your weight. He loves to deflate you. He loves to make you light. And if you are going to be a man that the integrity of God's word must be strong on your lips, if you are going to be a man whose lips will declare righteousness, let me show you a scripture. I think Isaiah chapter number 11, if I'm right. Yeah. Isaiah 11. Thank you, Lord. All right, from verse 1. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Somebody say the Spirit of the Lord. Say it loud and clear. One more time. I'm not just a Christian. I carry the Spirit of the Lord. When I'm driving, it is there. If I'm walking on the street, it is there. Are you following what I'm saying here? I don't need orchestra for the prophetic anointing to break loose. There is a consistent, constant touch. 24/7. As a believer, your head must be touching 24/7. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest. It didn't come to visit. It shall rest upon him. Give me the scriptures I'm showing you. Verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest. Many of us have the visiting anointing. We don't have the resting power. It must rest. Whether asleep or awake, it is there. The hand of God has not come to visit, has come to stay. 24/7. The word of God is on you. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, of spirit of counsel and might. There's might. Don't just be wise, be mighty. Don't just have counsel, be mighty. In a place where counseling cannot do, declarations will take over. Somebody brings a station, you look at it and look at it and look at it. Say, if I say I should counsel this person, it's too much English. I decree and declare, let this case be solved by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And that's it. The Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now go to verse 3. Quickly. The Spirit of verse 3. Are these people here? Yeah. The solution to sluggishness is fasting and prayer. Go on 7 days dry. Hey, there are some people who are just finishing their 7 days dry today. Praise God. Who is willing to go on 7 days dry in church? If you don't carry power, you go on 7 days dry. Enough of trying to look for books that talk about power. Go and fast. You see power. It's the truth. You are just reading books. You are reading Smith Wigglesworth. You read it. You are eating spaghetti stir fry. You are eating noodles. You are eating chicken. If that's how Smith Wigglesworth was doing, we live up power. See, you are in the restaurant where you are eating chicken and chips. You are reading power. Power. Prophet Eskia Bera went to fast for 17 years. Was breaking for 17 years with Gary and coconut. 17 years. When he finished the fasting, he was coming back from the mountain. There was a madman that pursued him with a bag full of money. You have pulled something. Who God must use, he will use. If humans will not make sense, he will use somebody who does not have sense. 17 years. One of my friends was talking with me, and he said he went to see him, and he sowed a seed. And the man just looked at him and said, ah. And you'll be very influential. The youths all over the world will run after you. And he's saying it. He said, go and fast. 13 weeks on Wednesdays. Fast. It is rare to meet a true prophet who will not measure fasting for you. Because they know what the secret is. Power is not for the irresponsible people. It's for those who are willing to take charge. Praise God. Stop reading books of fasting when you are feasting. Fast. Do it. You won't die. Many of you are struggling with things you should not struggle with because your stomach is too full. You are struggling. Even when you pray for somebody, you know you have just made noise. You yourself, you know. He said, and I pray for you, and I pray, but you know nothing has gone out. When the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus, Jesus knew something left because something was there. You don't know any virtue is living because there's no virtue there. It must be there. Even the devil knows I'm a madman. And I'm not making mouth. Do you get what I'm saying? If you think I'm making mouth, try me. It was where we were going to when they said to me that they rob here. See, some things are too sacred. Do you know the weight of what God is trusting me with for my generation? And one idiot will bring knife or gun and come and waste it. It's not possible. Even if the devil becomes flesh, it is not possible. Look at the way you are sitting as if the same blood did not buy us. I said, even if the devil becomes flesh, it is not possible. Some of you Christians act like it was diluted blood that paid for your own sacrifice. And you know, they were going to corner us that night and collect the car. And a trailer from nowhere smashed the people. This is the jealousy of God at work. You can't try it. This is not a kingdom of people that have sense. If we have sense, would have been finished. One of my friends came to do a meeting in Ibadan yesterday. I was told his wife gave birth in the morning. And in the hospital, he said to him, go and bless lives. This is not the generation of women who are saying, stay with me. The men don't have sense. The women are crazy. Stay with me now. Even the child just give birth to and say, daddy, go to battle, my friend. We are coming behind. Can't live a normal life. One witch will kill you and repent. Some of you have people in your homes, you know they are witches, but they are still enjoying. And you are the one who is suffering. You want to travel home, you can't wear good clothes, so they will not know you are doing well. For how long will you hide from a witch? Fill your horn with oil. It shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither shall he reprove after the hearing of his ears. A man who carries weight can judge. That is one aspect Christians need to know. You can legislate. I went to minister in a school. I don't want to mention the name of the school. And they said they had to round up because cultists do operate. I've had issues with cultists. I've been having issues with cultists since part one in school. They've carried me. All of them that did it are now pastors. All of them. All of them. All. The one that locked my trouser and dragged me from the church, he began to speak in Holy Ghost right there. Right there. He might be online watching. The pastor now in Kingsward. He jacked my trouser and I was smiling. I don't know by what spirit I was smiling, but I knew he had entered trouble. I was writing my final exam in school. One of the lecturers felt this person, the way everybody just honors him, is human being, is human being. He came to drag me from my seat with my ID card rope on my neck. And I said, what did I do? He said, follow me. What do you think you are? Follow. And he was dragging me. When my HOD saw him, she put her hands on her head. Ha! This is pastor you are doing this to. Ha! He said, is he not a human being? About a week later, we were praying on the field. He saw me
And he came to kneel down and said, please pray for me, sir. This. I saw one unusual humility that entered to him. I'm not proud to say this, but it's a very painful scenario. He did that. 3 days later, he met his wife dead. And it was painful. It pained me. It hurt me. It broke me. But there are life wires you don't touch. Don't just dress well. Cover it with power. Cover it with power. There are too many. Witches don't have sense. I've said it. Witches don't have sense. Strange powers don't have sense. Demonic powers don't. Demons don't have sense. Even if you're a pastor, if you are slack, they will want to play with your destiny. God wants to give you something by January. They are playing ball, playing Ludo with you. And then say February, March, April, May, October. When will you get your own independence? Are you following what I'm saying? While I was on campus, I led the campaign. As long as I'm here, one, no student will die untimely. Two, no cultists will thrive here. They went to mobilize themselves from other campuses and came down. As they were mobilizing themselves, one of the major signs God gave me, their girlfriends were getting born again, leaving them. Their girlfriends get born again, become fire. Hey! God did not need 5 of us. I was enough. And they could not thrive. In fact, it got to some point, they almost burnt the campus down because of me. I was there, somebody did something, and then they were having some misunderstanding. I just went there, you don't do this. And one of them just felt, who are you, this, and just pushed my chest. The cultist said, you push pastor's chest? Pastor. The issue is that many of you are spending time talking about what God did through the apostles. What is God doing through you? If you talk about what God did through about all this, everybody will be charged. But your life is void of testimony. What is God? Act of the apostles was written because they acted. When will you begin to act? You can't carry power and be convenient seated. That's why sometimes I'm wondering as some Christians who are just convenient as members. If you are a true child of God, something will be moving you. I say, I can't. Keep quiet. I can't stay like this. I can't continue. Some of you will need to go back home and call a fast and now stand in your prophetic office and give declarations and say, if I be a servant of God, between the space of now and the next 21 days, let there be obituaries after obituaries of every enemy of this family. The countdown starts now. In the spirit realm. First person, fall down, convulse, die. You say, we think this boy is joking. Second person. The next expectation of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Waiting for sons to manifest. You can't be in a church like this and choose to be ordinary. What will be your own testimony? Are you following what I'm saying here? I said, are you following what I'm saying? You must know there's a weight backing you up as a Christian. When you walk on the street, it must be clear. You're not just walking. You are walking with hosts of innumerable company of angels. It must be clear. There's no time. Every believer has ordinations. That is, men of faith in scriptures, that the ordination is patterned after theirs. Some have ordination patterned after David, that Davidic spirit, working on usual level of psalm, grace, prophetic. Some ordination is patterned after Moses. That's why I say I love talking about Moses a lot. There's no time I spend time praying in my room, and the place is not covered with fog. The windows does not have to open for them to come. Cloud comes near. You must know that something is. Many of you are running from past that should be running from you. And you can't. I want to make declarations over your life. Are you following what I'm saying? I want to make solid declaration. After now, the anointing is going to begin to move you to do things that you've not been able to do before. The one who has been timid will suddenly become bold. The anointing is going to change your temperament and your configuration. I want to give you the next few minutes to pray in the Holy Ghost loud and clear. Hear me? You pray in a way that everything in you will know there's someone praying. Loud and clear. Roar. Roar like a lion. Hey! Selemakatia. Embomokom balabades. Kelema bababos. Andi makanta labaya labong velakats. Elamakaye bobos. Hey! Shabababababos. Elabayas. Loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear. Emamos, sige babababababos. Kanti balas. Aya babababababos. Hey! Zemakash. Emakap talabakash. Kalabaka brabakalatia. Zemokom bremekelatia kash. Emabababa sekebatia kash. Amen. Amen. Now hear me. Play on strings. Yes. Stretch out your hand to everyone. I want to pray over you. As one who is receiving, hear me. For many of you, this is your own independent gift. You have been too long in those shackles. Alamaka telabakata bakash. Just stretch out your hands. There's going to be a surge of power everywhere. The weight of the Lord is going to be vested upon this house. Long standing shackles will fall aside and break. Thank you. Amen. As I make each declaration, strong manifestations will back it up. Stretch out your hands. I decree and declare the anointing that set men free from long-standing battles, it fall upon you now! Just stand where you are. The power of God is going to fall. If there's anyone here under any kind of battles and limitations, any kind that the enemy has done and concluded about your life, by the reason of the anointing today, I decree and declare, let the yokes break now! As many who have been, thank you, Lord, who have been doing stuffs, but who need authority and power to back it up, please stretch out your hands well. I release the mantle of authority. Receive yours now! Akela makombre makita. Elema kambro kutaka. Shele makatia. Fire goeth before the Lord and consume all his foes. I decree and declare, from today, the fire of the Holy Ghost will always go ahead of you. In the name of Jesus, let every altar that has been void of fire
Let them be lifted up now! In the name of Jesus! No more coldness. No more dryness. No more barrenness. No more delay. In the name of Jesus! I speak now as a prophet of the Lord. Receive power. As simple as that statement is, I ask again, under the power of the Holy Ghost, receive power. Power gives men the ability to do. Receive new abilities. So I ask for everyone here from today, God will multiply the number of angels that work with you. Your spiritual weight is increased. You are empowered. Raised beyond limitations. Nobody here will have to run from any enemy. From today, the enemy becomes the one running from you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, I have power. Akita Shila Makatika. In your individual families, it will be clear that God has raised the prophets. It will be clear that there's a new anointing. Thank you, blessed Father. Oh, now let me say this to you. Those declarations, a lot of something has gone out this morning. Something has gone out this morning. Pay attention to your spiritual weight. The situations you've been crying about, go back and speak to the mountains. Speak to them. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is settled. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. It is Celebration Sunday. Glory.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.